Word on Today FM.
Ian Guider is smiling at me across
it's
the table there.
That kills you, Matt.
Let's go to the business news. And let's start with a story that the Business Post had today, which might be very significant in dealing with the planning issues which are bedeviling the country.
Yeah, really good story by Daniel Murray in the Business Post this morning. And these will be measures announced in the next couple of weeks by the Justice Minister, Jim O'Callaghan, to limit the amount of challenges that people can make to the courts to block big infrastructure projects. Because we do know so many things in housing, electricity, in water and all other infrastructure are being blocked by people taking judicial review cases to the High Court, even though the plans may have got approval by An Bord Pleanála or the local authorities. So what is potentially changing in this? Well, we know if you're somebody around the country, Matt, and you want to object to something, whether it's on your doorstep or it's on the other side of the country, well, you can oppose it. So if you don't like a data centre in Galway and you're living on the East Coast, you can take a challenge to it. Well, what the government or what the Justice Minister will propose is you will have to have a substantial interest in the matter being challenged. So instead of taking offence at a large building in Dublin city centre or electricity pylons or a road, you will have to show that you have a substantial interest in this matter before the High Court would give you leave to take a challenge against it. Now, how would that work with environmental groups who could, of course, argue that they are taking a case based on national interests around the environment? So that would have to be clarified. One of the big things that comes up in a lot of legal cases is, say somebody submits a planning permission and they forget to put something in it. There's a slight mistake in some of the wording or a slight exclusion of some of the information. Well, then judges throw out the entire case and it has to go back to the drawing board before planners. So what will change in this is if you show that it's an omission or a mistake and the council or whatever it is, whoever is seeking approval, that you actually have to point it out to them. Instead of saying, I'm going to take this case straight away based on you omitting a piece of information, actually you're going to have to point it out to the person that you're objecting to and give them a chance to rectify it. And if they don't do it, only then could you go to the courts. And I think something else that will be really important here is the test before the High Court allows you to take a judicial review of something is, have you got an arguable case? Is there a simple case at the very start when you walk into a court, I'm objecting to this, I don't want to see this being built, I think it's in the wrong area, or whatever it is, most judges will simply approve it. Now there's going to be a new test, according to the Business Post today, of a substantial grounds that you are likely to succeed. So the bar to get that judicial review in the first place will be set higher. So these are the main changes that may be coming into force before, of course, there'll be lots of lobbying against this to water them down. But we really do need to see changes. Last week, Matt, you had that big project by Irish Water, the Greater Dublin Drainage Scheme, $1.3 billion to ensure that we have clean and safe drinking water in this capital. That was meant to be starting building soon because Commission Pleanála had agreed it. What happened? We had a campaigner, a serial objector
who's got a long list
track
of objections
of this,
across the
has
years.
Lodged judicial review proceedings, and it will now take at least a year and a half for that to go through the court. So these are necessary changes and they should go through.
And meanwhile, Ryanair has launched a judicial review in relation to the use of the second runway in Dublin Airport.
It has. It's also the second runway and at the nighttime flights, which was a big issue earlier on this year when we had this decision by the local authority and approved by An Coimisiún Pleanála that the number of flights per night that could use the runways at Dublin Airport would be limited to 65 flights. That's to try and limit the noise pollution at the airport. Ryanair, amongst all of the airlines, have been complaining about this. They say that there are two issues here. You are limiting overall flights, but you're also limiting transatlantic flights, which could put Ireland in breach of the Open Skies Agreement with the United States. The second ground they're taking this appeal on is that we have a thing in Europe called freedom of movement. Now, it is probably a novel use of the freedom of movement, but they are saying, well, but the fact that you are limiting the number of flights, which limits the number of peoples, could put Ireland in breach of another EU directive, which is freedom of movement, one of the most fundamental freedoms within the European Union. And on that basis, it is challenging this limit of 65 flights per night. I think it just shows you, Matt, that in all the things in this country, we can't seem to avoid going to the courts for these matters, which take a long time. regardless of the merits of cases, we surely have to make sure that we don't lock down everything in the course, which take a number of years.
Okay, I see Energia, the electricity supplier, is putting up prices by up to 12%. On average, that could cost households apparently more than 200 euro a year.
200 euro per year, which will be something facing about 300,000 customers of Energia. We had a price increase earlier on in the summer by, I think it was Flowgas that had put prices up. And it's a little bit worrying to me, Matt, to see these price increases, because every time I come into you to talk about consumer prices or wholesale prices, we always talk about the fact that energy's prices have actually fallen. In fact, the last data by the Central Statistics Office show that energy prices or electricity prices at a wholesale level, so what the suppliers face, have come down by 75% from their peak in August 2022. And yet in that period of time, we have had just one price drop put in through by all of the major energy providers. And now we're facing prices going up. We haven't heard from Electric Ireland, which is the biggest player in the market, owned by the ESB with 1.3 million customers. What will they do in the coming weeks? Because, of course, if one of them, like Energia, does it and affects 300,000 people, well, will Electric Ireland sit on the sidelines and say, we'd like a piece of that too? What's the justification for it? They do point out that the non-electricity prices are going up. So if you look at the charges and levies, the companies have to pay for things like the network upgrade. So to ESB networks, to Gas Networks Ireland, to provide for grids and make sure that they're all in place. All of the non-tariff charges, they say, are going up. But still, it is a bit of a kick in the face when you see the fact that Energia paid out a dividend to its parent company of around 40 million euro earlier on this year, and it is up for sale.
A couple of quick things to finish. In Succession, the TV show, the eldest son didn't win out, but in the real life, travails of the Murdoch family.
Has won, or Lachlan Murdoch, we should call him now, because there has been a major spat between the four Murdoch children and their family. Lachlan is siding with his father and wants to keep the two big companies, Fox Corporation, which runs Fox News, and News Corp, which runs the newspapers like The Sun and The Wall Street Journal. They want to keep them with a conservative tone and bias. The other children, Prue, Elizabeth and James Murdoch, don't. There's been a massive dispute between the families that's gone all the way through the courts in the United States. But there has been an agreement in which Lachlan Murdoch will buy out his two sisters and his brother out of News Corp and Fox Corporation for a total of $3.3 billion between them. So they'll get $1.1 billion each by selling their shares in the family trust that controls those two companies to Lachlan Murdoch. So it means that when Rupert Murdoch, who is chairman emeritus, but probably running the businesses, not on a day-to-day basis, but making the big strategic calls, when he does pass on eventually, he is 94 years of age, that control of the company will pass to Lachlan Murdoch, who is somebody who would share his father's enthusiasm for more conservative and right-wing causes.
Although I see that Wendy Deng's two children have also been given voting rights. Very quickly, do we know what Apple has announced yet?
Not yet. They are starting an event in California at about 6 o'clock Irish time, where they will unveil the Apple iPhone 17, which is meant to be the slimmest iPhone they've ever made. And they're also going to unveil watches, new earphones, and a new range of Macs. And the reason this is important, apart from people who just have an obsession about Apple, is the fact that its share price has fallen this year compared with other technology companies. It's lost its tag as the world's most valuable company to Nvidia. Share price is down because people have just said, look, what really in the last number of years have Apple done to really refresh the phones to make people spend money on them?
Thank you very much for that, Ian Guider from the Business Post.
The Last Word on Today FM.